Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful, gorgeous friends from around the world, literally from around the world. This is true. Nadine, the calmer self from England.
Hello, everybody.
Nice to see you. And then Julie and Francois Gerland, and they are in France. Are you in France right now?
Yes, we are in France on a gorgeous, gorgeous day. Just behind you could see the mountains, the snow-capped mountains of the Pyrenees. It's absolutely beautiful today.
Wow, that's beautiful. So right now it's coming towards the end of your day, both of you, right? And we are just beginning. So it's 8 a.m. here in the Pacific Northwest, and it's not raining this morning, so that's lovely.
Yes. And it's 5 p.m. here.
It's 5 p.m. So yes, wonderful. Well, we've got to love technology, right? It's amazing that we can do this work and that we can share our wisdom and that we can share what it is that, how we're co-creating the new earth together and what is the divine plan, right? And that's, today I just wanted to have an organic conversation about the magical child, the Christ, the child. This is part 17, by the way. So, and you know, this holy time period that we're in, and also this new golden era, the new golden age that we are in. And before we came to the show today, well, first I have to thank you for reminding me, Francois. I have to give our gratitude and honor to our sponsor for this particular series, and that is Susan Axelrod, the Confidence Coach. And so you can check Susan out at her YouTube channel, and where she is making many videos on confidence and so many other ways, and how you can create a legacy that you can be proud of. Thank you, Susan, for your support of this show. And we appreciate you so much. And you can also check out Susan in the KS Media Group app. So that's another place you can download that app, create your free account, and go to the directories and go check out all the world leading best influencers that are listed there, that are here to help you, that are here to serve. We're here to serve. That's what we're all doing. And we've been working at this for a long time, right? We've been crafting our skills. We've been crafting our passions and our messages. And we are here for this new dawn and this new day. And we've remembered the truth of who we are. And so now we want to share that truth of who we are with you.
Yes.
So Francois, you were sharing before we started today about this time period that we are in. Do you want to make a reference to what you were sharing with me before we came online?
Yes. One other thing which is very striking at the moment is the similarity between what's happening the world over right now, not just in one little country in the Southeast, but really the world over, with a certain group of people who have decided that the world has to work that way, that people have just to do what they say and obey, and they will look after their health, they will look after their money, they will look after everything. And these people just have to shut up and be happy, and which is very interesting because it's exactly the same or very similar to what happened just over 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there was really, really a time of great, great domination. And they were the people, the real people, the one with the heart in the right place, who were waiting for the Christ. And there were these dominant people who decided that this Christ had to die. The main point was basically to shut it up, to make sure it wouldn't exist. And if you had to kill all the kids in the country, they will do that, which actually they had a good go at doing. But it didn't work. And it will not work this time either. I guess like a little bit like 2,000 years ago, there will be kids who will just not make it. And that's okay, you know, as we said very often, death doesn't exist. There is another time coming. There will be other things coming. But there is a great, great similarity. And what was it? What made it that this Christ was actually born? I do believe that. I mean, I know that some people don't believe that, and that's okay with me. You know, that's not the point. But many people will believe that, yes, Jesus Christ was born in Palestine something like 2,000 years ago. And he was born because his parents and a certain number of people followed their intuition, followed their inner heart, followed their higher self. And I would be tempted to say followed the Christ voice within them. So that is a big similarity. And these people were not busy fighting. That is another thing which is very interesting. They were not busy fighting this big monopoly or these big powerful people who were mainly the Romans at that time, and also some kind of the Jewish church, which was also very dominating at that time, even though it was not a church. But that is really what's very interesting to see now, that at that time of domination, these people were listening to their heart. They were busy loving. They were busy caring. They were busy baptizing each other, blessing each other, and they changed the world. It's not finished, as you can see, but they did change the world. Yes.
Yes.
And we will change the world. We are in the process of doing that. All of us, yeah. All the people, yeah, who listen to their heart rather than to their head, yeah. In other words, to their heart more than to the TV, and just feel that this is where actually the Christ is born within.
You know, I've been meeting so many awakened, Christed consciousness beings recently, even mm-hmm. more so, very much so in their message of Yahshua, Jesus, the Christed ones, that, like you said, it's now, here we are, 2,000 years ago, this war, the spiritual war, was playing out. And this time it's not going to work because too many of us are all over the world remembering the truth of who we are, that Christed child. And now it's not going to work. And now we will usher in this new golden age with the heart and the Christed consciousness in the lead. And so it's a beautiful time to be so awake to, wow, right? We are doing this in this beautiful loving, like you said, from the heart. How can I open my heart more, and how can I be more loving in every moment, in every exchange, in every encounter? And that is what the Christed ones are saying and living and being. Yes. So Nadine, how do you feel about, so I don't know what your upbringing is as far as how you feel about Jesus Christ, consciousness of what we're talking about here. It would be wonderful to hear what your thoughts are about this.
Yeah, I come from a different place, I think, than all of you, which is fine. I'm not sure about the Christ child story and how it goes. I know the nativities I did as a child. And when you were talking there, Francois, it took me back to my childhood. And this time of year is a time of reflection for me. I follow nature more than anything else, and I go into the stillness and the going inward. And that does bring me to, you know, childhood memories and working like we've done on our inner child. And it does give me that joy, and it does give me, it reminds me of that magical time. And to relate to children, I think a lot of families do, this time of year is for the children and the magical children that bring us joy and bring us hope. So as I said, it is a time of reflection for me, but it also is a time to connect with my inner child, with my magical child, and be surrounded by magical children, because that is it is. And my understanding of the nativity, if you like, the story of Jesus Christ, is that, you know, that was truly magical. Yes. And I love that. I do connect with that side of it all. So that's how it is for me at this time of the year, and I love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, to be able to, this is also another part of our being, is that we embrace, you know, people where they're at. It doesn't, wherever they're at, this is all part of the inclusion. And right. So, and what about you, Julie? Where are you in relation to what we were just talking about here?
Well, I'd like to bring in what Nadine said, because we are part of nature, right? And what happens on the solstice is that the darkness is gaining on us every day, every night, is becoming longer and longer. And what happens on the winter solstice, and we're all affected by this, whether it's the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere or the southern, the summer solstice, is that there's like a switch that's turned on in the whole of nature. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's the birth of the Christ. That is the Savior that comes to stop us from the darkness just taking over the whole time. If this principle was not born in nature, it would just keep getting darker and darker and darker and darker until there would be no light. Mm-hmm. But on that day, at that precise moment, which is on the solstice, is the real Christmas, because that cosmic principle is born, a switch goes on, and from that moment on, the darkness is being pushed back, and the light and the love and the warmth is winning and bringing to the abundance of the summer solstice. So when then the cycle starts again. And so this for me is the birth of Christ. And I love the symbolism of the lights in nature, the tree, the Christmas tree. A lot of my spiritual friends said, oh, well, that's all. And I said, oh, have you thought about the symbolism of it? I said, no. Well, it's worth reflecting. Why? Because it's really saying that this light, these lights, this tinsel, this is actually coming out of nature. From the tree. And that's the symbol of the real Christmas in nature. And this affects us because our body is made up of the earth, water, air, and fire. And so we have the same switch that goes on inside ourselves. So when we're singing, you know, the Christ is born, our Savior is born, it actually is in nature. So I go completely with you. And this is what the ancients, way beyond Jesus story, this existed in the Celtic tradition, of which I'm kind of traditionally part of, being Irish and Scottish and all that. and so, yeah, it's a celebration of nature. And all of nature sings at that time. Because all of nature is saved, and our Savior has come. And how cool is that? And this repeats itself every year.
Yes, and the Savior is already here. The Savior is already here, and that's what's so beautiful. When you remember the truth, and you know that you've never been, that the Savior has never been apart from you. It's always been. The Savior has always been present, and that you are one. And so, and now from that beautiful expression of consciousness of what you just shared, you know, expanding and blessing that light even more. especially during this time of darkness, when there's so much division going on and there's so much separation going on. And there's that, what Francois was talking about, what was going on 2000 years ago, where the dark still wants to control and manipulate.
The message has not changed. It's still the same. But this time, that's it. Something very, very strong is happening. I would say that at least, I would say around 10 to 15% of people are now really awakening, seriously awakening.
Yeah.
This is very close to the critical mass. It's going to change everything.
That's what I see too with all the people that are recently, you know, people that are coming forth that are just having awakenings, like at the speed of light. And it's really incredible to see how fast that is happening. And that's what's going to be happening even more so now, after the critical mass, as this critical mass is achieved. And then as we're moving forward into this next decade.
And it's very, very interesting that very often when a major, major change needs to happen, there is actually a lot of darkness, like nearly like if the darkness was nesting it, protecting it. I mean, it may sound really weird to say that, but very often that's what's happening. In this symbology, which is the same in all religions practically, except they say differently, the words are different.
Yeah.
And even in non-religious people, like Nadine was voicing out, the same principles are in us, all of us, but the story we put on it is different according if we are born in Asia or in France, which is mainly Catholic, which was mainly Catholic, because now I think people don't really care very much about religion. But it just is beautiful to see. And Julie and I have traveled extensively and talked with lots of spiritual people. What's beautiful is to find the essence of what they are saying. And this essence is exactly the same, because actually there is only one truth. And this one truth is not in a book. This is impossible. This is stupid. There are loads of books who talk about the truth, but there is no book which is the truth. I hope I'm not offending anyone by saying that. But for me, it's just so obvious. The truth is life itself. Is what's happening around us.
I think we are the book, aren't we?
Well, yes,
exactly. We are the book.
We're writing our own story. We're
living it, aren't we? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yeah, are the book. We are the architects. We are the Elohim. We are the ones that are unfolding and staying true to what it is that we value, what it is that we honor, and we honor and value the light and the love and the truth.
Yes.
Each person making those choices. And that's what it is. It's source, God expressing itself through you.
Yes. Yeah.
And so, you know, you were talking, Francois, about the dark, you know, it's even more ridiculous now, right? It has to get so ridiculous sometimes, because the dark wants to control and manipulate and is fighting. You used the word dominance earlier, wants to stay dominant and is fighting for its last leg, if you will. And now that's not going to happen anymore. So yes. Because we have the tools, we know what to do.
One thing we just learned, and which I truly believe, is that there has been in the past, there have been golden ages, time where there was a peace all over the world, where people were loving and caring with each other. But these golden ages had been made and brought by someone, some very powerful beings of light, who just created it. And it is said that this time it's totally different. There will not be a golden age if we are not all of us asking for it. It's something that we have to want it. We have to want it with all our being, because the human beings, who is a creator, is a co-creator. I mean, the Christian tradition, it said that the human being was created in the image of God. Now, that is very, very serious. That means that we are creator, but we are creators now which don't know on which side of life they want to create, and they are a little bit lost. Now there is a time where we have to listen to this Christ inside us, have this Christ consciously born in us. And it's okay if we don't call it Christ. That's not the point. That is the life, you know, the life of the universe, which has got to be incarnated, and that we are consciously serving. Because the human being is at the crossroad between these two worlds. That's why so many even beings of light admire human beings, because we have a choice. We have a choice at every single moment. There is something which gets me very angry is when I hear people talking about bad people and good people. Mm-hmm. There is no such thing. The human being is a perfection as it is. But of course, it is clear that if you turn constantly your attention towards negative, dirty, violent, dominating things, your body ends up reflecting that, and you don't become as glorious and gorgeous as you could have been at the beginning. But that's really the point now, is to say, I understand that inside me there is this perfection, like it is in Nadine, it's Cornelia, in Julie, in everyone who is listening to us. There is this perfection. It's up to us to say, this is what I'm listening to now. And it doesn't matter what they told me about Jesus or Buddha or Mohammed, doesn't matter. That is in there. And if I can find some light in one sacred book about what I truly am, fantastic. I'm happy to read that. I've had to, when I still read from time to time some sacred books of all sorts, especially more on the spirituality side, but sometimes some from religions, you know, and I'm always delighted to find things which really vibrate inside myself, and other things which are complete rubbish, excuse me to say that, which have been added over the centuries by people who were trying to use this very religion to dominate other people.
Yeah.
Which is happening all over the world.
Yeah, I do that too. I also read, different texts that, just to look at the consciousness. And like you said earlier, the words are just different. Now, one word that I don't resonate with in the religious communication there, and that is the word sin. When that word is used, yes, when that word is put out, yes, and for you to, you know, call yourself a sinner, though, that's when I have to take a stand, you know.
Yes. And we stand with you.
it's another word we get rid of, is it?
It's definitely, it's not a word that.
However, everything that every choice we make, everything we do has a consequence.
Oh, yes.
So that's another thing, is that this idea of sinning and being bad, no.
And punished.
But, being punished, you know, forever and ever. But however, we do get the consequence.
Yes.
So we can see how this is being changed. And basically, you know, we have to teach ourselves. We have to teach a child that, look, if you do this, you will have this result. Mm-hmm. And if you do this, you'll have this result.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it starts with the thoughts and the feelings, mm-hmm, even if you think this, that thought also has consequences.
Absolutely. Yes. Thoughts, feelings, gestures, things, everything will have a consequence, does have a consequence. Mm-hmm. And so we have to learn, you know, if we don't want to be hit over the head by something and suffer, then it's not some bad God out there who's punishing us, or that we are victims of an unjust life that, you know, is just jumping out to hit us. No, it's that we are that creator, consciously or not, and that by putting certain things in motion, we get certain things back.
We are the cause.
Yeah.
And then there's the effect.
Cause and effect. Yeah, we're that powerful, aren't we? And that's something to recognize, isn't it?
Exactly.
How powerful we are.
So the universe actually is a mirror. And we're seeing ourselves in that mirror. And if we look at the beautiful side of ourselves and create from that place, then we're in divine ecstasy. And if we look at the dark side, and instead of transmuting that dark side by putting the powerful love and light in its place, then if we just let the darkness take over, then things start getting very difficult in our lives, and we suffer and we experience pain, whether it's physical disease or emotional or mental or whatever, in life, and we suffer. And that is a kind of condemnation. You know, suffering in hell, I think, is not just a physical place somewhere. It's in every time we say no to the light.
So
and
good.
Every time we say yes to the light, we're immediately open and in this state of wonderment and ecstasy. And that's, you know, why don't we just stay there?
It's good to be us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who else can we be? Everybody else is taken.
Yeah, everyone. That's a good one. That's funny. But it's good to be us. It's good to be awake. It's good to be in the light. It's good to be in the love. It's good to have the tools. It's good to know. It's good to have the relationship cultivated in faith and trust.
And it just keeps getting better.
It just keeps getting better. And so that's what we want to say to all of our listeners here today. And that is, it may seem ridiculous in the relationship, in the toxic relationship with the old earth and the darkness and the new earth. And there is the rainbow bridge for you to walk over inside of yourself and make that connection with the presence that's already there within you.
And isn't it interesting to see something which is actually the illustration of what's going on now? If you want to dominate people, keep them into fear and guilt. I used to say fear and guilt are the two pillars of the Catholic Church. I'm sorry for the Catholic Church, but that's the way I lived it at that time. And if you want to free people, if you want to have people free, allow them to express their love and responsibility. Yeah. Now, anyone who is listening today lives in guilt, don't worry. Guilt is something which has been imposed onto you. The fact that you are possibly receiving the fruit of what you have been doing, that's great. You are responsible. This is wonderful in a way, but this is not. You are not guilty. You are learning. You are learning. Mm. You're learning to be free. You are learning to be responsible. Yes, I have made lots of mistakes in my life. I have created lots of things I wish I would not have created. Am I guilty? Should I be condemned? For some reason, God is still allowing me to live for some reason. And it's time for me to learn to now to be responsible. And that's okay. And all these things, time will just get rid of them, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, so... Nadine knows we over here we don't do guilt.
That's another word, isn't it? Gone. It's gone.
It's we don't. First of all, my physical body is the environment that I'm living in and creating, and my physical body does not like to feel guilt. That's that program, that old religious program that has been, you know, put upon us, and that you used the word earlier, Julie. We have a choice. We get to choose what thoughts we think. We get to choose the feelings that our physical body feels good in, and what feels in truth and in light, and the feelings that we like to cultivate. We get to choose those, just like we choose our clothing, just like we choose, you know, what we're going to have to eat. We get to choose our feelings. And guilt is not even an emotion. It is a useless feeling that doesn't do the physical body any good. So we don't do guilt over here. This is not at all what we do.
I think it's important to separate perhaps guilt, which we're totally in agreement with. Francois is a guilt specialist from the inside out. But the on the other hand is conscience. So where you have a conscience that says, oops, perhaps I did or said or thought something there, which is perhaps not the highest that I'm capable of right now, that conscience serves as this inner voice that pushes you to continually improve, to make better choices.
Yes.
And maybe even to repair.
Yes.
You know, perhaps I did something. Instead of feeling guilty about it, hey, I can just go and say, look, I'm sorry, I you know, was upset with you this morning. I said things which I didn't need to. And I'm sorry, perhaps that hurt you. And, you know, I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah.
And then if we overstep the mark in something that is more physical, you know, I've broken your toy or whatever, you know, perhaps I can actually, you know, buy you a new one or repair it or do something that can repair. And so that our conscience serves to be our compass point for real justice.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I find this is so true. It's to be conscious of when you're feeling guilty, what is it about? And because most people that I've coached and worked with, I find that they are coming from a habitual place of using the word very unconsciously. I feel guilty if I put myself first and not someone else. I feel guilty if I want to practice self-care. I feel guilty. So you see, this is the part. So they're making choices based on that. And then they use the word guilt to keep that program going. So because, again, the Catholic Church had taught the people to put thy neighbor first before you put yourself. Serve your neighbor first. Think about everyone else first before you take care of yourself. So any time that the being would receive self-care or self-pleasure even, that was considered a sin and you should feel guilty for that. Mm-hmm. And those are the programs that people today are still making choices and decisions on. And that's what I'm talking about is useless. It doesn't serve because you must be considered in the equation to have your feelings matter. And part of our awakening of remembering the truth of who we are, when we have sacrificed ourselves for other people and for the planet and the things that we've done, like the sacrificial lamb, that was the old Piscean age that is over. It's complete. And now we are in the new. And that means that you, the being, remembers the truth of who you are. And you're going to hold yourself in the highest esteem and caring for your inner self and your inner needs, what's valuable to you and that you matter. First and foremost, making sure that your cup is full. Because from that full cup that you're giving, there is an infinite flow of that is just that you're going to be giving from, and everything else is going to be met from that space. So that's
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And true. You know, Jesus said, love others as you love yourself. Again, you've got these travesties.
Yeah.
You can't love others unless you love yourself. So let's start doing that. Exactly, because that's where it starts. Otherwise, you'll end up just very, very bitter and angry at the end.
And which a lot of people are right now, too. They're feeling bitter and angry because that is the part still that is waiting for the invitation to ask your inner self, what do you need? What is it really that you need right now? What are the feelings that are there? And that's the place to begin, because you matter. Your magnificence and your presence, the being, the love that you are, you matter. And that has to be brought into, that has to be first.
Yeah, and I think this, we come back to my little soapbox of the time from conception to birth, to after birth, is that this is where we actually get the message that we are in a loving universe. All of our needs are being met. And this, again, is a symbol of the Christ child. Mm-hmm. Is that we are in a loving universe where everything we need, and we actually even have people coming to bow down to us of our divine essence in us and give us everything we need. So later we don't need to think, oh, well, what is it I need?
That's no, true.
We're living in a loving universe where there was no concept that we could not have what we need.
Because we have the balance now, Julie, where before, right? We were out of balance, and before that, that has not been a lived and integrated experience. Once that's been lived and integrated, it's now the new law. It's now the new way. It is now the truth. And now we don't even need to think about these things because that's actually been brought into balance. The scales have been brought into balance. And
exactly.
Yep.
What we do for another, we're actually doing for ourselves.
Yeah.
And then what we're doing for ourselves is for the others. So we come to the place of unity.
Yes.
What all the great teachers have been teaching. We are actually one.
Yes.
So
that's really where that's the golden part. That's the golden part. That's the homecoming. That's the remembering right there. That's the place to be in. That's where we want to come to. And that's where a lot of us have been working over this lifetime to come to. And now we're living that experience, and that energy is rippling out into the world, all over the world. And that is the love that's going to sustain us.
And imagine if every child got that right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's what it will be like. And that is a symbol for me of the Christ child, that every child will be born remembering and being remembered by their parents right at the beginning, because the parents have called in this divine soul. Mm-hmm. Imagine if you've been told for forever, since the beginning, and you haven't had any other brainwashing, that you are a divinity, that you are powerful, that you are all love, that you are the light, that you are eternal. Imagine that you've been told that forever. Well, there isn't anything else.
I think I've read somewhere once, I can't remember exactly, but it had to do with, I think that the Dalai Lama was talking about the children of Tibet, their esteem is a lot higher than in the Western world, because that's how they are taught there. And isn't that interesting? They don't, those children are not thinking that they're not good enough. they're not having those feelings of that they're not good enough and that they're not worthy. They are taught from an early age in the womb, would be great, Julie, that, you know, that they are worthy beyond measure. And so interesting that here in the West, you know, we have so many people that are suffering with low self-esteem and worthiness issues of not feeling worthy to receive love and divine love, right?
Exactly. And we come back into the whole, this patriarchal system, which has gone off on a tangent, because it's the intellect that's left the heart behind. And we need to have the two together. And I think it was Jesus as well who said, where there are two joined in my name, I will be. And the two is the heart and the mind. When you've got the heart and the mind joined together in the intention of divineness, the Christ is there. Mm-hmm. That's what it is inside us. We can't get there if we're only in our mind or only in our heart. We need to have the love and the wisdom together. And then our life becomes the child of that. And often when people say to me, oh, well, I can't do what you're doing because I have to earn my living.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to a point where I was just like, couldn't hear this anymore. I said, the next person who says that to me is going to get it. And so, of course, somebody said it to me. And I said, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I said, earn your living. Let's have a look at that. First of all, when you wake up every morning, you have your living. You have life. You've been given life and you've been given it free of charge. You haven't had to earn it. You haven't had to pay for it. It's free. You have that gift of life. Now, when you know you have life, do you have to go out and earn it? No. So what is the new? The new is I'm being asked to give my life because I've got it. I've been given it free. So now I have this life to give my life in love and wisdom. So every day I give my life freely in love and in wisdom. I'm living this new life.
Yes. And that is the way. That is the way. What you just said, that is the way. And this is a beautiful time right now to really take what you just said, Julie, and for those people that are out there that are feeling torn between having to, live for their survival and really looking at what their soul is asking, what their soul is calling for, because that truth that you just shared with us is inviting you to have an intimate relationship with it. And to start pondering some of these beautiful truths over this season right now, especially during this time of the winter solstice coming up. I wanted to take this conversation today in a little, a longer open format today. And so I'm glad that we did, because we expanded some of our dialogue and it was really beautiful. I'm going to be sharing this with my people in my community as well, so that they can really take some of the good golden nuggets that were shared here today. I want to also say one more thing. Francois, you said it earlier, and that is you said that we have to ask for it. And this is a big, important piece on how the new earth has been created. Heaven on earth is already here. And those of us that have been pioneering this land and, you know, in this golden time, that it's already here, and it is here because we asked for it. It is here because we worked for it. It is here because we pioneered it. In the darkest and darkest of times, we sat and faced all of the crimes of humanity, and at the same time, calling in what it is that we truly want. So this is what I know, and also to make the acknowledgement of, give the acknowledgement of the work that we've done. I know that the Company of Heaven is, you know, continuously cheering us on for the great, amazing work that we've accomplished here on this planet, that during the times before, it didn't work. And now it is working, and it has worked, and it's worked because of those of us, boots on the ground, tirelessly working to bring out this truth and to, you know, pioneer our new earth, to live from our heart and to live from our intuitive self, to welcome the inner child, the magical child, to, you know, to lead, so that we can have peace on earth and live out our time. I mean, what's going to be possible here once we're really fully in this process now with that, what did you call it earlier? The
golden age?
Not the golden age, but, you know, critical mass. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's possible now with the critical mass of this, what are we going to do with our energy? When, you know, when we've restored and repaired the trauma, and what will we do now on earth in the coming days? And that's an exciting, very exciting time, because we're like you said, someone's calling.
Sorry about that. Someone's
calling. It's the Christ. Jesus is calling. Jesus wants to chime in and come on in and have a conversation with us. So that's wonderful. So, you know, now is the time for this beautiful time period to unfold on planet Earth. And it's really, even though, you know, it's scary and all the things, but we got this. And so what would you like to leave our audience with today as we're closing out the show?
I'd like to share just a very quick image, which is quite interesting, is that before a tsunami, very, very often, the sea withdraws. It looks like the sea is going away. It looks like there is no more water. You know, it's just gone. And which is very much what we see in terms of love, of respect, of, you know, like tolerance between people. It looks like the sea is going away. And yes, it's coming back. It's coming back. Yeah. The love is coming back so big. There is one thing that our spiritual teacher told us. He said, I'm going to tell you something very serious. You have to prepare for happiness. You have endured so much pain in the past that you are very, very trained for it and you cope with pain. Yeah. When happiness, the happiness which is coming on the planet now is going to fall on you, if I put it this way, it will be so strong that some people will not be able to resist it. So prepare yourself for happiness.
Your nervous systems.
That's my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? It's really, you have to be able to take it all in and receive it. It's like when you're in that ecstasy and that happiness and you're like, wow, this is so much, to really go, wow, to feel all of this and to not have to be preoccupied anymore about what else is coming, the pain and this and that and this and that. That's the happiness we're talking about.
And then we will know who we truly are, and we will understand why we had to suffer so much, but that the only reason why I can understand that the suffering is an acceptable thing is if I think of the immensity of our destiny. When we have gone astray so much now, and we have such an incredible, absolutely amazing destiny, that nature is saying, that's it, it's got to stop now. Don't keep on in this direction. I'm going to help you by biting you slightly on the legs, and you will just realize who you truly are. And that is a very, very positive thing to know, because that was the only thing which made me understand why suffering was actually acceptable.
I'm with you on that one. Suffering is also, you know, in this consciousness, a choice. And how, you know, how long have we endured the suffering? And then, yes. And so the way that you explained it right now. So I love this beautiful gift that we have given today. Thank you so much for being here. Would you like to share with the audience how they can find out more about your work, how they can find you if they want to look you up online or where to find you? Would you like to share that?
Yes, so at the moment, and it's coming extremely soon, we are completely revamping our birthingthenewhumanity.com. So birthingthenewhumanity, all attached like that, .com website. And very, very soon there will be all the information on how to get our app, which is on Google and which is also on iOS, which is called exactly like that, Birthing the New Humanity. This time the words are detached and every letter B, T, and H is in capitals. And so don't hesitate, just go and get them. You will see that they are not complete yet. We are feeding stuff in them every day, and we have the most incredible people joining us. So it's going to be absolutely incredible.
That's so wonderful. Happiness. That's so wonderful. Congratulations on your work. I really love what you all are doing. Birthingthenewhumanity.com. Go check that out. So thank you so much for, you know, birthing the new humanity. That was a call that was answered. So thank you, Julie and Francois, for doing
that. Thank you, Nadine. It's You two are doing an amazing work, so we are very appreciative. Thank you for having us. We are very grateful.
Absolutely. Wow.
And we're gonna have you back. We'll bring you back in the new year, and we'll do other things. So for now, Nadine, where would you like to have the audience go to check out that calmer self that you are infecting people with?
Exactly. It's very infectious, the calmness. Yes, I want everybody to go to the KS Media Group app, download it, create your free account, and you access everything that we've just been talking about and so much more. So go and download that and get involved. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. So much in there.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, everyone. This was truly a beautiful gift of a giving and receiving right here in this beautiful room, in this beautiful space of consciousness and love and wisdom. And it's an honor and a pleasure to co-create the new earth together with you. And I look forward to much more. Thank you, everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cornelia. Thank you, Nadine.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you soon. Take care. Happy solstice.
Happy solstice.
Bye.